Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
All right, so I want to welcome the CEO of Vasco Electronics, and I apologize, is it mistake?
Maciej
Gorlowski?
Gorlowski, correct.
Okay. Welcome to our coverage here at CES 2020. And you know, it's just funny, her and I were just talking about a translator that I saw on the floor, and I had some misgivings about it because of the way they had designed it, how it was tied to a phone and all that stuff, and I'm looking at what you have, and I'm kind of excited to hear what you guys have for your, I'm assuming it's a translator app?
Yes, I mean, it's not an app.
It's a device, I'm sorry.
It's a device, yes, correct. So, generally speaking, it's a translator, very simple one. So you just press the button and you can talk and it translates to any language you want. I mean, 56 languages actually. And it pronounces what is translated.
So here's the big questions for me. Do you have to have it tethered to a phone?
Yeah, no.
No, it runs by itself.
It has inside like a SIM card.
Yeah.
That you can use in 150 countries.
Okay.
The point is that it is a lifetime, free and unlimited.
Wow.
So this is the very important feature of any translator. Well, actually, most of the translators you have to connect to either your phone or Wi-Fi, whatever.
Yep.
Not in that case. It comes with the free internet.
And so it comes preloaded. So because it's using just a minimal amount of data, you can offer the lifetime connectivity to it.
Yes, exactly.
So when... Let's say that I'm going to translate English to Japanese.
Yep.
I speak English. It goes out, catches the translation for it, brings it back in. Does it come go to your server, or how are you actually getting the... Where does it get its translated information from?
It goes to our service.
Goes to your service.
Yes, correct.
So have you been working on this a long time?
Well, the company has 10 years history.
10 years history in
yes,
this.
Yes. We have been developing devices for 8 years. This one has around 2.5 years.
2.5 years. And it's you know, and what it really is, folks, and it's called the Mini, and it's very small. So it's, you know, you're not, you can have your cell phone in your pocket and this in your pocket as well, and it's not going to be an issue. And I'm looking at the screen here. How do I bring it back to...
Just press the button. Yeah.
Press the side button.
Yeah, that's why.
So right now you're translating... I don't even know which language that is.
Polish.
Polish. So some of the hard ones out there, Portuguese, Chinese, Japanese, no issues.
No issue, no.
And how, you know, some of the translation apps, I've heard that the accuracy rate can run in the 80 to 90% range. What do you think your accuracy rate is?
Well, it is around 90 plus.
90
plus. Depends of the per language, depends. Because if you want to have a correct translation, you need to remember about that the correct translations consists of two main things. One is the quality of the speech recognition.
That's right.
If your speech is recognized in, let's say, 95% or 90%, and the translation quality is at 95, you end up with around 85% quality.
And I think, too, is, you know, if we're using this here at CES, there's a lot of background noise.
Yeah.
So it's going to lower the accuracy. If I'm in a club or if I'm someplace where there's background music going on or even spoken word going on, they can affect it as well. But typically, if you're in a taxi cab or if you're at a restaurant, you're probably going to get pretty high quality because you've got a little bit controlled environment. And at the same time, you are... you know, you have the ability, you're not going to have a lot of, you know, a lot of white noise that's going to affect it as well. So I understand that as well. So a lot of it has to do with the environment.
I just mentioned to you those percentages to realize that if you have a screen in front of you, you can make a speech recognition at 100% because you can see what you said. If
right.
If something went wrong, You can say again.
Say it again.
Yes. So if a translation is around 95%, you end up with 95% quality translation, which is the case with our devices. And the back noise, and it's not an issue.
Okay.
Sometimes the if you are in, like, here we have a metal cage here, which creates a problem for the signal. So sometimes it may slow it down, but usually in a pub, taxi, at the street, there is no problem.
No issue.
No, not at all.
And it actually shows you the cell signal here, how much battery life. What is the battery life on this?
Well, you can use it for around 5 days. Of course, it depends how often you use the screen and the translator.
That's right.
So it depends. It may be 3 days as well, but generally speaking, it's for a long time, longer than the smartphone, definitely.
So to me, you know, this is an indispensable tool for anyone that's traveling internationally. I can speak a little Japanese. I can speak a little Tagalog. I can speak, a little, you know, but not enough to survive, you know, going to a restaurant and ordering and where someone doesn't speak any English at all. So I think that this is an indispensable tool. And who do you find is using this most? Is this mostly being used by businesses, or is it just everyday general international travelers? What's your biggest demographic?
Oh, the end users, most of them are travelers.
Travelers.
Yes. However, we have more and more orders from the police and other services.
Right.
So they find this, since the quality of the translation is much better than 5 years ago, they find it really useful when they deal with their foreigners.
That's right, because if you're in an accident.
Yeah.
And the local police show up, and they don't speak English, and let's say you're in Italy, and you don't speak Italian, you know, and you have to describe, you know, maybe you're going to go to jail if you can't describe exactly what happened during the accident, because you're a foreigner, so you're always at fault, right? So you have to be able to describe, and accurately they get the information of what's happened.
Yes, and the important thing that you have the history of the conversation.
Interesting.
And other devices, they have an option of sending the conversation to the email, for example. So, like a prison services and other, they find it very useful. We can also modify the device according to the need of the
agency or whoever.
The agency, yes. For example, we had a big order from the prison service, and they asked us, "Well, we need a translator that doesn't use neither the GSM signal nor Wi-Fi. How to make it?" So we made a special connection with a cable, etc. So we made it work.
Gotcha. So another thing too is you need to go to the hospital. You got to describe those. Some of those words can be very complex.
Yep.
And so I understand that. So what is this retail for? What is this going to retail for? How much is this going to cost?
$249. $249. Yes.
And it's
with a SIM card that is
lifetime. And the lifetime.
Yeah.
Available now?
Yes. Yes.
$249.
And actually, it is a little cheaper right now because we have a special CES promotion.
Okay.
Which is 25%. And we can give also another 5% discount with the code.
Wow. So please, before you leave, please leave me the code and the discount, because at $249, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
And even before the discount and being able to have, because you have the translate apps on your phone.
Yeah.
But I find that they're annoying at best. You know, and trying to use it, and you're waiting. And it's, you're going to have to wait, too, here if the signal isn't good. But it's just to have a back-and-forth conversation, it just seems like it would be easier to have a dedicated device. So I'm assuming that if I speak English and it translates this, you said you had it in which language?
Polish.
And Polish. It switches so that you can speak. So is that like my
Yes, one button is for one language, another is for another one. Yeah, so it's simple like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, we also have in our offer other devices, more sophisticated. For example, we call it multi-talk. It is for translating like 100 people can speak different languages in one room, or even wow. they can be anywhere. They connect in a, like a chat room,
yeah.
and everyone can speak different language. So this is our other features of our devices. Photo translator as well, recording, a translation from recording. So you can record the
menu or...
No, you can record the speech, for example.
Oh.
Then transfer it to a text, then you can translate to any language you want yeah. and send it to your email.
That's oh, that's point. Awesome.
So we do a lot in translation business.
Okay, so we've got the, is it VascoElectronics.com?
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Are you guys here in this building? Or are you?
Yes, we are here, of course.
All right. All right. Well, make sure you get your discount code to the team here, because we were just talking, right? Just literally 5 minutes before we come up, we were talking about another one, and I was just annoyed. I said, I have to have it tied to my cell phone. I don't want something tied to my cell phone.
Right. That's the point about the roaming costs and the signal connection, because, well, if you connect it to your smartphone, then you lose time. I mean,
yeah.
it takes time. And also, well, you need to have the SIM card. If you have a SIM card inside, you just press the button and you start working.
That's right.
If you need to connect to your smartphone, then you need to arrange the connection every time.
Yep.
It takes time, and
yep.
You need to remember about the roaming cost, buying data, yep. etc. With the SIM card inside.
Does this still will this connect to Wi-Fi too?
Yes, it can.
It can.
If you have to, you can, of
you
course.
You can.
I mean, it may be useful sometimes.
Yeah,
if
could,
there is no...
especially if you're like right here in this building right now, or, well, yesterday data was horrible, you know.
Yes,
so.
Yes. We noticed that it changes during the day. In
because
the morning,
of the volume
yes,
of people.
Yes.
I was doing email real easy this morning, and this afternoon it's like...
Whoa. Yes. We saw that too, yes.
All right, so VascoElectronics.com. $249. You've got, of course, other lines of products as well. Check them out. This is available in shipping now.
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
We have a warehouse in the U.S., so it comes to you in 2 days.
Okay. Outstanding. Thank you for being on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Mm-hmm.